sight to see. I'm telling you, this is a sight to behold, how the city of Houston is memorializing this man today, Mr. George Floyd. This is something to behold. Just shut down the freeway. Do you know what interstate that is that we were on?
That was Sam Houston Tollway, Beltway 8.
Yeah. I'm being told that they don't do that for funerals. We are in the processional. I have never seen a processional quite like this. This gentleman here is a funeral director, and we were just sitting here talking about the fact that even like major world icons such as Whitney Houston's procession last year, Aretha Franklin's procession, Michael Jackson, this one tops it. This one is, there's probably two dozen Escalades in front of us, and three dozen or more vehicles behind us, five charter buses. The freeway came to a halt. This is amazing, and I wanted to share this moment with you all. I wish we could show you. I'm sure you're able to see it on live TV right now, but I wanted to comment on it from this perspective, that something like this is normally put together for world icons or international public servants, presidents, chancellors, famous entertainers, as I have just mentioned. Never have you something like this for an ordinary black man. An ordinary black man that is changing the world in the wake of his death. And I think it is due. I think it is befitting. I'm honored. I got chills in my body right now to know that I'm a part of it. The Floyd family has just embraced us, embraced these Aggies from North Carolina A&T State University, from Greensboro, North Carolina, this film crew from Citadel Church, covering justice for the next generation. This is amazing because this man's passing is representative of a demonstration that is going to change the world. And so let me tell you something. If anybody ever tells you that one person cannot change the world, this should send shockwaves to those that perspective. This undoes any of that. We are here. We're pulling up at the church now. Every major network from across the globe is here. People are standing out here to welcome his family. An ordinary black man, and I just want to put it into perspective, a poor black man. The media keeps pulling things out of his narrative, and that just speak to his struggles. Why we need to know that he was COVID-19 positive after passing, I don't know, because he didn't die from the COVID virus. And the media is just reporting on what they're being fed. So I don't want to discredit media in any way, and we need to stop thinking that media is the enemy. It's not, you all. It's not. There are some very integral media sources. There are some very integral news sources, and honestly, without that kind of work, we wouldn't really know much of what we know now. And but the media didn't concoct that story. That was a story that was fed to them. Those were, that's information that has come out of Minneapolis public service departments, the coroner's office, the district attorney's office, and so on and so forth. But what these people are doing for George Floyd is absolutely amazing, and I just want you all to know